I'm ready to go. I'm fired up. I am ready to go. I'm fired up. Listen to this. You know, the Lord said, is this not the fast that I have chosen? Glory to God. To lose the bands of wickedness. Glory to God. To undo the heavy burdens. And to let the oppressed go free and that ye break every yoke. Four things that the Spirit of God is going to do here this morning. Isaiah 58 and verse 6. There are four things that we're going to do here this morning. And for anyone that comes in this room, either directly during the room or listen later on to the replays, these four things we're going to lose. The bands of wickedness, we're going to undo some heavy burdens in here this morning. We're going to let your prayers go free. We're going to break every yoke. And we start this story in the book of Zechariah. The title today is The Four Horns and the Four Carpenters. Four Horns and Four Carpenters. Zechariah chapter 1. And verse 18, then I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. That's what he saw. Wow. And the angel that talked with me said, what are these? And he answered me and said, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. I mean, they've had like a field day. You know, and as he considered, he was still considering the horns. The next thing we know, he saw something else in his vision that the Lord showed him. First, I want to paint a picture in your mind. First, it was the horns that he saw. And when he saw the horns, he said, what are these? And then he was told what they were. These are, you know, the oppressors. These are the tormentors that are come to torment and to scatter, to just, you know, pummel, you know, down the people of God. And he said, well, you know, but that's not the end of the story. Then he looked again. The Lord showed me four carpenters. And he said, then I said, what come these to do? And he said, these four horns that I showed you earlier, they are the horns that have scattered Judah so that no man did lift up his head. They beat down on my people and everything like that. But these carpenters are come to fray them, to cast out these horns. My goodness. I'm going to be talking about these horns. I'm going to be talking about four things today, you know, four tactics of how that devil is beating down God's people. But then I'm going to talk about four anointings to break those things. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we talked about the bands of wickedness in Isaiah 58 and 6. We talked about the heavy burdens. And we talked about the oppressing spirits and numerous yokes. So let's dive right into it. I'm going to reveal something here this morning. You know, that this is how the devil works, to bring burdens upon people, heavy burdens, laden them with all kinds of things. You know, there is this story, and you all know this story, you know, but you may not have considered this part of the story. This story in Exodus chapter 5, you know, Moses appeared before Pharaoh, said, let the people go, and all that, you know, and so Pharaoh was angry. He was angry. He was very, very angry. So let's read what happened, the exchange that happened here between them Exodus chapter 5. And this whole story, I'm trying to not read it all, but maybe I'll read some part of it. You know, Exodus chapter 5, let me read from verses 5 to 9. Okay, so he said, Pharaoh said, "Behold, the people of the land now are many, and you make them rest from their burdens." What Jesus said, look, "Come unto me," Matthew 11 and 28, "and I will give you rest, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." So the enemy, which Pharaoh represents here, looks at the people and say, well, they have rest. You know, God, he used to give people rest. Bible says in the days of King Asa, God gave him rest on all sides, 15 years, and he had no wars. You know, in the days of Solomon, God gave him rest on all sides. You know, he got at rest with all his enemies. Now, David, his father, on the other hand, he was a man, he was a bloody man, man of war. But God gave Solomon rest. God gave Asa and some of these people, God gave them rest for many years. You know, and anytime that you have rest from your burdens, a devil is going to try to have something to say about that. So Pharaoh said, he commanded the same day, the taskmasters, you know. And he said unto them, "Ye shall no more give these people, you know, straw to make brick as heretofore. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. But the tail of the bricks, which they did make heretofore, ye shall lay upon them, and ye shall not diminish aught," you know. "We shall not believe it out." He said, "But these people be idle. They be idle. Therefore, they are saying, let us go and sacrifice to our God." Read it this way. They have time on their hands. You know, so they want to go into the house of the Lord. You know, because they have time on their hands. You know, but "let there be more work be laden upon the men. Let them labor therein so that they will not regard these vain words of saying, I'm going to go into the house of the Lord." Now, this has been the tactic, and this is still the tactic. When you are in business for yourself or whatever it is you are doing, things will just pile up upon you. When you have, work for somebody else, they'll give you schedules that will prevent you from coming to church. This is the same tactic. Let more work be laying upon them. You know, sometimes you have attacks, you know, it'll be different things. Maybe a family member that is attacked, that is sick. There may be a loved one, maybe your child, maybe your spouse, maybe this and that. Let there be more burdens laying upon them so that they won't have time to regard these vain words. We want to go and worship them. They're idle. They're idle. That's why they are saying, now, pile more stuff upon them. If you're, you know, even students, a pile more, you know, homework upon you, a pile more exams. You know, I'm saying it this way because other people may listen in, you know, later on. Pile more exams on you, pile everything on top of you. You know, that way you will not have time for the Lord. This is this old age tactic. You know, talking about what Pharaoh said in Exodus chapter 5, if you're just coming in. This is the tactic. Four horns. And the tactics that the devil uses to beat down on the people of God, pummel them down and hold them down. I'm going to expose them this morning. And there will be four anointings also that God will bring to break the bands of wickedness. Glory to God. To lose the heavy burdens. To come against oppressing and oppressing spirits. Oppression and oppressing spirits, and to break numerous yokes here this morning. Glory to God. Oh, this word is shut up in my bones like a fire. You know, I got to calm down to release it. You know, but the enemy, that's what he does. Lading the people with more stuff. You know, just lading them with more stuff. so that they will not be able to have time, you know, to say, well, I'm going to go worship the Lord. You know, increase their burdens. You got bills to pay. Pile on more bills. You guys, even when you're at rest, he'll find a way to raise his ugly head, you know. Bombard them with issues so that they won't be able to even pray. They won't have time to pray. They won't have time to say, I'm going to go worship the Lord. Because that's the idol. You know, give them more stuff to do. We expose that in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. There is an anointing for that that breaks the yoke. There is an anointing for that that breaks the yoke. That particular yoke, the anointing, the anointing of God, it breaks the yoke. I want you to consider what Jesus said, you know, in Matthew 11 and verse 28. Let's consider what he said there. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Glory to God. I will give you rest. Take my yoke. In other words, trade your yoke for mine. You know, the yoke that the enemy puts on people so that they be bound down. They can't even stand up straight. They'll be bowed down and put heavy burdens upon their backs. So they are bowed down, laden them with all kinds of yokes. You know, to make sure, the whole goal is to make sure that they are tied up in all these things. Make sure you are tied up. You don't have time for the Lord. Because of all these other things, you know, that the enemy pile on. But Jesus has an answer for that. You know, I will give you rest. You shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Glory to God. Let that soak in for a minute. Let it soak in for a minute. Because everything that the Lord wants to do, you know, in your life, he's got great things planned for you, but the enemy has, you know, ways that he's going to come against those things. So those are what we're talking about today. We're going to step by step expose each one of these tactics. That's the first one this morning. You know, that's the first one. There are many other tactics. Along with that one also, you know, the Bible says in Psalm 127 and verse 2, you know, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, only to eat the bread of sorrows, or the bread of afflictions. You got to work two jobs, three jobs, four jobs. You got to get up early. You got to rush to work. Don't have time for the Lord. You know, on all of these things, look, God is going to give you rest. He's going to give you sleep. Glory to God. You know, the Lord is the one that does it. That's Psalm 127 verse 2. It is vain, you know, but, you know, that's what, you know, that's what the enemy wants to do. Pile more things on us. You know, I got to work in the night. I got to work in the morning. I got to work in the afternoon. I got to make three jobs and I have to make ends meet. I got to do this. I got to do that. Well, the underlying goal is so that you may not have time to worship the Lord. But what is the antidote for that? Well, Isaiah 61 and verse 1. For the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. I can literally quote that scripture this morning. I can literally quote it. because this fire has been shut up in my bones. Been waiting to release it in this room this morning. You know, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. For the Lord God has anointed me to preach good news to you today. That there is rest for the weary. Hallelujah. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted this morning. I proclaim liberty to the captives. The opening of prison for them that are bound. We're going to break some yokes here this morning. We're going to loosen some of those burdens this morning. That's right. You know, so, you know, let's take a look at some of the other things that the Lord, you know, will tell us here this morning. Remember, we read Isaiah 58 verse 6. You know, we're going to do, you know, loosening of the bands of the wickedness, undoing the heavy burdens, releasing oppression and, you know, getting rid of oppressing spirits and breaking every yoke, numerous yokes. And we're going to talk about different kinds of yokes here this morning. Different kinds of yokes. In the book of Luke, you know, the message today, don't forget, there are four tactics that the enemy brings to pummel the people down. You know, those tactics are in Isaiah 58, 6. It's revealed in there because we have to come against those tactics. So you read it like that. There are four horns that stand up against the people of God. That's what we're reading today in Zechariah chapter 1. You know, to pummel the people of God down. So that's what we're doing. And let's read a story here. Or let's just read a quick thing here. In Luke chapter 11 and verse 21. You know, this is what Jesus says. When a strong man, he's an armed man, he keeps his palace. You know, all his goods are in peace. You know, so we will be spoiling the spoilers this morning. So this spoiler is actually a mighty man. He's a strong man. But he keeps everything. But when a stronger than he comes upon him and overcomes him, you know, so, and that's exactly what the Lord has already done. The enemy thought he had us right where he wanted us, but the Lord came in and it broke every chain. He broke the bands of wickedness. And he dealt with all the oppression and the oppressing spirits. And he gives us power today to do the same. When a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he will take from him all his armor in which he trusted. And he will divide his spoils. You know, so that's what we're doing this morning. Isaiah 49 and verse 25. You know, this enemy is not going to give it up easily, but you have to be stronger than him to cause the shift. You know, there is a shift that is happening even now. And the shift is, you know, a turning of the tables, if you will. The one who was the oppressor or the captor before now becomes the captive, because we are now taking captivity captive. Hallelujah. You know, Isaiah 49 and verse 25. It shows how the Lord does it. You know, even when the enemy thinks, well, I am strong, I've got you where I want you and all of that. The Lord says, look, normally speaking, the captives of the mighty are not given up easily. Just like we read in Luke chapter 11. But the Lord said, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken from him. The prey of the terrible shall be delivered. That's right. And I will contend with him that contended with thee. And I will save thy children. Hallelujah. You know, loosening the heavy burdens. Let's look at one way how the Lord, I already showed you how the devil brings those heavy burdens. and already showed the invitation of Christ to come unto him to lose the burdens for us. Let me give you other scriptures to show us how, you know, we're going to lose those burdens. Isaiah chapter 14. Let's read verses 24 and 25. See how we're going to lose those burdens in here this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. As I have proposed, so it shall stand, that I will break the Assyrian in my land, and upon my mountains I will tread him underfoot. Glory to God. Then shall his yoke depart from off you, off of your shoulders. His burden shall be taken off of you. Glory to God. God, you know, these burdens, you know, you say, how is the Lord going to do it? You know, don't worry how he's going to do it. He's going to do it. But I'll tell you how he's going to do it. You know, one, it's what we are saying. He has a way to transition you from a state of no rest to a state of rest. That's exactly right. You know, and he will do it too. You know, and the shift is coming in your situation and your circumstances. If you are in this room or you are listening to this, a shift is coming. The things that burdened you down, that made you to where you will not have time, there's a shift coming this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's talk about setting the captives free. We talked about that already in Isaiah 49, 25. Let's look now at Isaiah 54 and verse 14. You know, now we're covering, let's keep this in mind, we're covering four horns that come to free, I mean, that you know, come to scatter the people of God, to pummel them, to beat them down, and so forth. Then we're also talking about four carpenters, four anointings that the Lord brings to destroy these things. Glory to God. So, Isaiah, you know, chapter 54 and verse 11. Listen to these comfortable and comforting words. Oh, thou afflicted, tossed with tempest and not comforted. My goodness. Behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors and lay thy foundations with sapphires. Oh, the beauty is coming, folks. Beauty is coming. All that stress and everything like that, God's going to turn it around. You know, Psalm 107. Glory to God. Verses 15 and 16. And there's a song we sing with that. You know, it talks about, you know, that the Lord has broken. He has broken the gates of brass. He has cut in sunder, you know, the bars of iron. But listen to how this man lamented. Because, I mean, he knew the great things that God has done. But people were not praising the Lord enough. And he said, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. And for his mercies and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. He's done it too. Glory to God. Ah, my goodness. Listen to Psalm 9, verse 9. Psalm 9 and verse 9. This morning, I'm giving you these scriptures of how the Lord, the anointings that the Lord is going to bring, you know, to the oppressed. Now we are talking about oppression. Oppressing spirits. We have talked about heavy burdens, you know, heavy burdens. We have talked about bands of wickedness. I'm talking about oppressing spirits now. The Lord will be a refuge for the oppressed. In Psalm 9 and verse 9, he will be a refuge even in the times of trouble. You know, and we're going to be talking about even yokes that the Lord is going to break. I'm going to talk about some different kinds of yokes here this morning in a little bit. You know, when we get there, these are the four horns that pummel down the people of God. Bands of wickedness. Remember, scripture says in Isaiah 52 and verse 2, loose yourself from the bands around your neck. So that bands of wickedness. Remember, spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what we're fighting against. You know, when everything is at rest, everything is looking good. The seraphims, they are going back and forth and say the earth is at rest. All is well with your daughter. All is well with your son. They go and give report to the Lord that all is well. The devil hears it. He eavesdrops. When he's eavesdropping, he say, all is well. No. You know, I'm going to lay in upon them more trouble. I'm going to lay in upon them more problems. I'm going to lay in upon them more work so that they won't have time to praise the Lord. And when I do, they are going to not have praise in their mouth. Did the same tactic to Job. He said, look, you know, you've given him rest on every side. Why will he not praise you? I mean, look at him. I mean, he's flourishing. He has rest. He has no troubles whatsoever. You know, that's why he's praising you. That's why you think he's an upright man. But I tell you what, you know, let me put my hand forth now and deal with him. I'm bombarding with problems, you know, on every side. And I guarantee you, he won't be the same person like you thought he was. These are the same tactics that the devil is still using today. When he sees that all is at rest for you, he said, no, no. They, you know, they have too much time on their hands. They're going to praise the Lord and everything. They're going to have time to worship. They're going to have time to do things for the Lord. You know, I got to pile on some stuff and make them not be able to do that. You know, so he's still doing that even till today. You know, but there's coming a shift. There's a shift here this morning that we are presenting in the name of the Lord. A shift this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let me read to you Isaiah chapter 51. Oh, verses 11 through about, you know, 13 or 14 or whatever. I'll just start at verse 11. Isaiah 51. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord, there's a song we sing about that too, shall return and come with singing unto Zion. An everlasting joy. Yeah, that's a shift. Everlasting joy shall be on their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy. You know, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. There's a shift that is coming. I, even I, saith the Lord, I am he that comforted you. And who art thou that thou should be afraid of Pharaoh? And I said, I will lay in more stuff upon you. Who art thou that thou should be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the son of man which shall be made as grass? And forgettest the Lord thy God that has stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and you have feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor? Talking about oppressing spirits now. As if you were ready to devour. And the Lord said, where is the fury of the oppressor? I am spoiling the spoiler this morning for you. I'm taking away that fury of the oppressor. Oh, glory to God. Captive exiles hastening that he might be loosed and that he should not die in the pit. You'll be loosed this morning. Oh, yeah. Problems will not overwhelm you this morning in the name of Jesus. Your bread should not fail this morning. But I am the Lord God that divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is my name. You know, say, look, I have put my words in your mouth. And it was even in my bones all night long. I was fire in my bones. Couldn't wait to get here. I have covered thee in the shadow of my hand. That's you. The reason the Lord does these things is inside this verse. I'm going to read this verse to you slowly. You know, listen to this. I have put my words in your mouth and I've covered you in the shadow of my hand. This is Isaiah 51 and verse 16. That I may plant the heavens. I mean, he's doing all of that in order to secure the heavens. I mean, that's how powerful you are, but you don't know it yet. That I may plant the heavens, lay the foundations of the earth, you know, and say to Zion, you are my people. You know, I mean, God wants to brag about you. That's right. Just like he bragged about Job. He wants to brag about you. The enemy will try to do this and that, but thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. 2 Corinthians 2 and 14. You know, so as we go through this, let's begin to see the things that the Lord will be doing for us. Here are some yokes, you know, that the Lord wants to break. I'm going to get to them in a minute, but first let me read Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 13. The Lord must break these yokes. There must be a shift. The shift comes in the understanding. When you begin to understand, and God is exposing these horns as it is this day, and you begin to understand the anointings, the various anointings that the Lord has brought to set you free. Leviticus 26:13 is so powerful. God doesn't want you to be burdened and bent over because of overmuch problems. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondmen. God doesn't want you to be bondmen to anybody. And I have broken the bands of your yoke so that you may go upright. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, when they put those yokes upon their necks, have you seen, you know, just imagine it, how they yoke oxen. They are actually yoking people together like that. Put them in the place of oxen, put this heavy yoke upon them to drag all those things from the fields. You know, human beings like cattle, you know, and they are heavy, they are tired. And even when they are tired, they beat them. You know, this is what the Egyptians were doing to them. Tired or not, you got to drag those things, you know, and it comes to pass that, you know, because of these heavy burdens, these people cannot even stand straight anymore. Their backs are broken. They are bent over. They are bondmen all their lives. For many, many years, their generations. Oh, wow. Generations and generations and generations. 430 years almost. You know, but finally, you know, finally, the Lord, he said, look, it is time. It's a shift now. I have broken the bands of your yoke. And somebody say amen to that. Hallelujah. And I will make you go upright. I'm going to undo the heavy burdens, saith the Lord. Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27. It is a special anointing that God brings to break these yokes. The yoke shall be broken from off your neck, he said. And it shall happen because of the anointing. You know, it shall come to pass in that day. I love it when the Lord said it shall come to pass. And it shall come to pass in that day such as this, that the burden of Pharaoh, the burden of the Assyria, the burden of the devil that he had put upon your shoulder to laying you down, to pommel you down, the burden of these four horns that they use to torment the people and pommel them down, their burden shall be broken off thy shoulder. And the yoke of the devil shall be broken off thy neck. Hallelujah. And his yoke shall be destroyed. because of the anointing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's read Isaiah chapter 9, verse 4. Isaiah had a lot of powerful, powerful promises. Isaiah 9, chapter 4. The Lord, he said, has broken the yoke of the Assyrians' burden. He has broken the yoke of the burden of the devil. And he has broken the staff, you know, the rod of the oppressor. The Lord has broken it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Now let me talk about some yokes this morning. There are many kinds of yokes. Sickness is a yoke. I've already talked about your job being a yoke. Give them more labor. Even when you're in your business, make things happen. The employees don't show up, so you have to pick up the slack, you know, and you won't have time, you know, you can't sleep, you know, do all these things and so forth. You know, just laden them with stuff. Somebody was telling me yesterday, you know, said, I noticed they were tired. I said, what, you know? And he said, well, you know, every one of those employees, one of them was sick. One said that somebody died. Another one was an accident and this and that and that. And so all kinds of things. And then all of a sudden, they have to step in. And then the next thing you know, they don't have time to rest or do anything. You know, come against you from so many different ways. He has a way to do that. Sickness or sicknesses, I should say, because he has different ways to bring that in. The enemy does. Diseases, you know, pain in your body and all these things. Wow. And the devil has a way, you know, these are yokes that need to be broken. Look, I shouldn't be having sickness and disease in my body. You know, because the Lord gave us some promises for that. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 16. You know, the Lord said, look, if you will hearken to my voice, hearken to my words and so forth, you know, diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord and do that which is right in his sight. That's Exodus 15 and 26. He said, and if you give ear to his commandments and keep his statutes. There's also four things there that you must do. These are like the four anointings that breaks every yoke. You must hearken diligently to his voice. That's number one. You must do which is right in his sight. That's number two. You must give ear to his commandments. That's number three. And you must keep all his statutes. That's number four. If you do those things, then I will put none of these diseases upon you which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healed thee. So we see that those sicknesses and diseases, you know, they are yokes that need to be broken. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 15. You know, it said the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. That's right. Will take away from thee all sickness. And he will not put any of these evil diseases upon you from Egypt that you know about, you know, but he will lay them, oh my goodness, you know, he will lay them upon them that hate you. Now that's not a good place to be if you hate a child of God. And the Lord, Deuteronomy 7 and 15, will take away from thee all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but he will lay them upon all them that hate you. Oh, wow. We don't even want that for them because, you know, that's a bad place. It's a bad place to be. Bad place to be. You know, but the Lord will deliver you. The Lord will deliver you. Glory to God. There's a shift coming, you know, and this shift, Jesus already prepared for it. Isaiah 53 verses 4 and 5. He says, you know, all of our burdens, all of the things that we could ever encounter. It was already prophesied that Christ was going to take care of it. He took care of it all. Glory to God. He has borne our griefs. He said, surely he has borne our griefs. He has carried our sorrows. Yeah, we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me do a recap, a quick recap of what we are dealing with this morning. And then I'm going to go into declarations. Today we are talking about four horns and four carpenters. The text for today is Zechariah 1, 18 and 21, 18 through 21. When he saw those four horns that came to torment the people, scatter them. And then again, God showed him four carpenters that will pump and beat those horns down and fray them so that they won't be able to have power over God's people. So we started to talk about these four elements, you know, and it is revealed, those things are revealed in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6. There's a secret in there, you know, even though he was talking about fasting, but the secret is there of these four things that must be dealt with. He said to loose the bands of wickedness. So the number one thing is the bands of wickedness. Number two thing is the heavy burdens. Number three is oppression and oppressing spirits. And number four is numerous kinds of yokes. Those are the four horns that come to torment the people. And God gives various anointings for each one of those to break those things, to set the captives free, to bring to pass a shift in your situation. And behold, saith the Lord, ye shall take root downward, and ye shall bear fruit upward. Even, that's right, even in my house, so that you may worship me, saith the Lord. You will take root downward. You will bear fruit upward, even in the house of the Lord. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of my God. Now, I'm going to declare some things, and I want you to declare some things as well. I want to come against these tactics of the enemy. The first one that I want to come against this morning is the laden them with more work. Laden them with more burdens that we read in Exodus 5, verses 5 to 9. This was a tactic that Pharaoh used. Same tactic still being used till today. You know, same tactic that, you know, Satan used against Job. When everything is at rest in your life, then you have time to praise the Lord and to enjoy the beauty of God. But devil said, look, let me put problems upon him. You know, and the one that's even more subtle is, let me give them more work to do. You know, you got to take up more hours at work. You got to work a second job. You got to work a third job. You got to do all these things. You know, just, you know, they're going to put you, they'll put you in a shift. You know, there's some people work shifts. They'll never give you the shift that will allow you to go to church. they take those away from you. Lading them with all kinds of things so that they won't have time to worship. So these people are idle. They're idle. That's why they say we're going to worship the Lord. Let there be more burdens, more work given to them, laden upon them so that they won't have time to say we're going to worship the Lord. But they're idle. That's a tactic. We're exposing that this morning. Exposing the various ways of oppression. You know, the bands of wickedness. Remember, the Bible says that, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4. You know, we are, you know, there are, you know, some wickedness out there that we are dealing with, right? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, the pulling down of stronghold. We have this power. In Ephesians chapter 6, it also tells us that, you know, we're not wrestling against Ephesians chapter 6, starting from verse 10, be strong in the Lord, the power of his might, and so forth. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We have power. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but we have power. But if you read again some of the tactics of the enemy, some of the horns that the enemy brings in Ephesians chapter 6, you'll see there, you know, the horns that he brings, you know, it's called principalities. It's called powers. It's called rulers of the darkness of this world. And it's called spiritual wickedness in high places. Again, four things. This is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But what are these powers, these horns that we're wrestling against? They are principalities. That's number one. And whereas other powers, that's number two. The rulers of the darkness of this world, number three. And spiritual wickedness. Those spiritual wickedness, they are responsible for accidents. They're responsible for various kinds of things. And everything is going smooth. All of a sudden, boom. You know, like that. You know, so we need a full armor of God. We must break every yoke. We must set the captives free. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. There's consuming fire power from God. This is a prayer fire room. And we must use the power of God. Also wisdom. You know, because wisdom is justified in her children. Wisdom to escape some of these traps that the enemy sets. But I want to pray a shift here this morning. In the name of Jesus. I want to pray a shift. There is a shift this morning. There is a shift. Hallelujah. A shift from, you know, and God said it very plainly. The one we read in Leviticus 26 and 13. That's the shift that God is promising today. You know, he said, look, I don't want you to be bondmen. I don't want you to be bent over. I want you to go upright. All the burdens that bend you over, I'm going to break that. There'll be a shift. How does it get broken? The anointing is what breaks the yoke. You know, that's my presentation this morning, but now I'm going to declare. Glory to God. I want to declare liberty for the sons of God. I want to declare liberty for you this morning. That's our prayer. And it's not just me. This is a prayer room after all. We're all going to pray. Remember, Isaiah 52 and 2. I cannot say that enough. You loose the bands from around your neck. You know, sometimes God will give you a little help, but you can do it too. You know, so we're going to pray this morning against this, you know, tactics that the enemy is using. Sickness in the family. Overmuch work on your job, in your business, and things like that. Problems all the way around. Every time you have rest, the enemy say no. If I have rest, everything is going for good for them, then they will be praising the Lord. So let me come in there, stir up some things, put some trouble. And if he can't get you directly, then he'll get somebody else close to you. And one way or the other, you're affected, you know, and one way or the other, it seeps, you know, it saps your joy. It seeps your time to worship the Lord. Spending all this time dealing with issues. You know, one issue comes up, you know, you have to deal with that. As soon as that finish, another issue come up. But because those are the tactics of the devil, laden them with more burdens, so they won't have time. You know, but we're going to pray here this morning. There is an anointing that God gives for each one of these yokes. They are called four carpenters. the anointings of God to break every one of these things. You know, and first, we're going to bind the forces of the mighty man that has his palace, you know, and has his goods. We're going to use Isaiah 49 and verse 25 to come against this strong man that is revealed in Luke chapter 11. In Luke chapter 11, in verse 21, he sits pretty. He says, like, I got my captives, you know, and I got them where I want them. I put a lot of burden upon them, yokes upon them. You know, tie their ankles, tie their hands, and make sure they can't do anything. But when a stronger than he comes upon him, Isaiah 49, 25 says, you know, his captives shall be set free. Glory to God. So let's go into prayers.